Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.
No matter what shade of green your thumb is, the Farmington Greenhouse has you covered. They offer a wide variety of annuals, perennials, shrub roses, cacti, hanging baskets, custom planting, and much, much more. At Farmington Greenhouse, you'll find the expertise you need to make your garden a paradise. For more information and hours, you can visit them online at farmingtongreenhouse.com.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
With summer in full swing, take advantage of this weather and get your projects done. Whether you're tackling a large project or a small one, Crown Rental has the equipment to get it done. From start to finish, our experienced staff will be there with knowledge and suggestions. Come see us today in Burnsville, Rosemont, or Apple Valley to plan out your next job. Check us out online at crownrent.com. Stop for steel equipment and accessories.
By inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warned them from below till the rain come tumbling.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and your host is Shar Shar. How does your summer warm garden grow?
It's warm, that's true,
it's
doing really well. Sufficient rainfall, quite a bit of sun lately, and everything looks great.
And so do the bugs. We've got quite a crop of those. I didn't remember planting those.
I know. Where'd they come from?
I don't know, but it makes it a little challenging to get out into the garden to do all those summer things. And we're going to be talking about a second part of our Summer Gems series, and that is things that you need to do in the summertime of the year after you've invested all of that time and effort in getting your pots or your garden growing really well. There's some maintenance involved.
Exactly. Let's talk about a few things that do really well this time of the year. We're starting to notice how well they're doing, I should say. That is the hosta. They are looking wonderful. Their leaves are at their maximum size, and they're starting their blooms. It's just a wonderful time if you're a hosta lover, like both Kelly and I are.
It's my go-to plant because they almost are never fail.
They hardly ever fail. That is correct. I do see a few holes in my leaves, and along with the moist weather comes a nasty. We were talking about bugs earlier. Well, this is kind of a bug of a different kind, a slug. So this is usually what makes holes in hosta, is slugs. They hide under the shade and down in the lower parts of the hosta plant, and they will chew on the leaves. And you will find some type of slug bait. It's actually called slug bait, and you can apply that. I'm not exactly sure. You can just look for it in your local hardware store or your big box store. And of course, there's Shar Shar's recommendation of the old little saucer of beer.
I've heard of that too.
They like hosta and they like beer. If they see a saucer, a shallow saucer of beer, kind of sunken, semi-sunken into the dirt, they'll crawl in there and drown. So that need I say more? But one thing Kelly did mention, and it's a good idea for anybody who might be thinking of contributing to a neighborhood or a church garden sale, is if you're dividing your hosta, and obviously you can see what you have too much of, pot them up now and kind of get them going. You might want to trim back some of the larger leaves to avoid a shock, but then sink them back into the dirt, and you will be ready with a new pot for your garden sale. Anything to add on that, Kelly?
No, I think that's just a great way, because once you can see in the middle of summer how far those spread, and especially some of those varieties, they really become overgrown very quickly.
Some more so than others.
Certainly. And what I do is I make a point to try to take out one of every three.
I'll
go down the row and take out one of every three, and it gives it some opportunity, and they grow back. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. The other thing about hosta that I did want to mention, and I know some people have asked about when they come up to me in the greenhouse where I work, and can they grow the hosta in the sun? And I tell them, yes, you can. If you drive around your neighborhood or your town, your local community, you will see hosta growing in full sun. There is a caveat about that, though. Some do sun scald badly. So I will say this to you, just as kind of a hint or a tip. Experiment. I would say before you do a mass planting of hosta, just try one or two to see if it does well. I will say that the chartreuse shaded hosta seem to tolerate the sun more than the darker deep green. I'd say the darker deep green will have more sun scald. But I would just experiment, even if it means having to dig it up maybe the following year or later in the fall, and putting it maybe back into more of a shady location. And remember, back when we talked about dividing them, like for the plant sale and so on, they are tough. Just go in there with a spade, folks. Don't be scared. They can take it.
They can, and all you need is a little bit of that root. I also want to ask you, what do you do with the flowers? Do you allow them to flower to make them beautiful? Because they have some of the most beautiful flowers, and I noticed the bees and the butterflies love those, but some people cut them off because they don't like the way they look.
Right, I know. It's totally up to the grower. If you enjoy them, some of them are quite fragrant, but you know, go for it. The seed head stalks themselves, I usually cut off because I don't find them attractive. I want to quickly go into one other shrub, the hydrangea. I wanted to mention, I was asked recently, where do they cut off the big puffy bloom that they get on, like, say, the endless summer or the summer crush hydrangeas? When they are not looking the best anymore, as good as they should, cut it right below the spent blossom or the fading blossom, and you might never know. You might get a rebloom out of some of those. So when they're not looking good, get rid of them. Cut them off right after where the end of the blooming puffball would be, and get rid of it. So they might rebloom on you.
I love those bonus plants. Well, we are going to take a bonus break right here to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more of our summertime in the garden things to do. We'll be right back.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway in Lilydale. With summer in full swing, take advantage of this weather and get your projects done. Whether you're tackling a large project or a small one, Crown Rental has the equipment to get it done. From start to finish, our experienced staff will be there with knowledge and suggestions. Come see us today in Burnsville, Rosemont, or Apple Valley to plan out your next job. Check us out online at crownrent.com. Stop for steel equipment and accessories.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Keeping your bird feeder clean with moisture and mold after it rains is important, especially with finch feeders. This message brought to you by Crabtree's Garden Gate, where they invite you to stop by to watch the birds enjoy each of the different feeding stations, feeders, and types of seed from their viewing window. Their seed is delivered fresh from the mill weekly, which is the key to active feeders. Visit Crabtree's Garden Gate, just 2 miles north of Marine on the St. Croix at 19713 Quinnell Avenue. That's Crabtree Garden Gate.
We are back. We're talking about things that we need to do in the middle of the summer. The growing season is going. We're getting plenty of moisture, lots of heat to grow those beautiful red tomatoes. I can't wait until those really come on. And also making sure that you take a look at your farmers markets and garden centers to find a little bit of extra bonus. Some of the plants that maybe are not looking as well right now in your garden, maybe the blooms have been spent. There's probably a few last minute sales on those that you can jazz up some of your flower needs. But let's go back into the garden, Char, and find out, especially with vegetables, there's some special things that you want to talk about with midsummer needs.
I do. And it's the lowly potato plant. Not so lowly, but no. It's down there in the dirt, let's say. If you're getting ready for celebrations, the one thing people usually serve up is new potatoes with the skin on. And that brings me to mind that this is about the time that potatoes start really developing those underground tubers. One thing Kelly and I had a conversation about, it was when I was growing up that when there was a green skinned potato, there was always some talk about that contained arsenic. Well, I was right and I was wrong. Parts of the potato actually do have arsenic in them, like in the plant itself, maybe in the leaves or the blossoms. But what is in the green part of that potato when you see green skin is a chemical called solanine, and it can make you sick. So bottom line on solanine, folks, if you see that your potatoes are mounding up a little bit and you see that skin is green and you're getting ready to prepare a meal or whatever, try not to use anything with the green skin. If that is just slightly green on one end and say cutting the potato in half and using the part that's normal colored, whether it be a red or white potato, that would be okay. But you do not want to mess with that solanine business. Here's something you can do to avoid that from happening. Make sure when you're preparing your potato bed earlier in the spring, make sure you have enough compost or maybe even a little dose of sand where your potatoes are going to be planted, and make that ground nice and pliable. Potatoes need room to spread, so make sure you have really dug up that garden dirt well and maybe added something like sand or compost. The other thing, something my folks always did when they grew potatoes, and let me tell you, they had a huge potato patch. My dad and mom would always take the hoe and hill up dirt around each potato plant. So that will keep the dirt covering that little mound of tubers or potatoes under the ground. What they're trying to do, those potatoes, is they're trying to find room for all that those potatoes to grow, and sometimes they push upward. So you want to make sure that it's all covered with dirt. The green is the potato's exposure to light is what's causing that. So The less it's exposed to the light, you will not get that greenness on the potato.
Make sure you keep them covered up nice and tight.
That's it.
And you know, speaking about things that have been covered up probably since last year are those wonderful bulbs that you may have potted up or you may have planted, and they're pretty well spent by now. And so the blossoms are done and maybe the foliage looks a little green or yellowed or wilted, or maybe they've kind of dissolved into mush. What would you suggest that we do with them now, Char?
What I would suggest, one of two things. If you have the room for it, if you have an old screen door maybe, or a window that has a screen yet, to take them out of the pot and spread them and let them dry in, you know, just nice airy space. But also, you can do what I do. If you just leave them in the pot, let the dirt get totally dry, and just set them aside until it's time to plant spring bulbs in the fall.
My concern, though, is if I leave them in the pots, that they became waterlogged, or I forget about them, and then I forget to take them in, and they freeze, and then I've wasted that opportunity to reuse those beautiful bulbs, the lilies, the tulips, all of those things. So I would say I'm going to cut mine off at about maybe an inch or 2 inches, and then I'm going to place them on some sort of a form where they can get lots of air. They shouldn't be out in the hot sun, I don't think, at this point.
No.
But make sure that you dry those completely.
Yes.
So that you can store those away, and then maybe you can plant them up and have them again for next year, either in a garden or make your own blooming planter.
Absolutely.
We hope you've enjoyed this part two of our Summer Gems program, and we hope that your garden is growing. No matter how big or small, it's just getting out there and getting growing.
You bet. Enjoy it, folks.
Happy summer.
Goodbye, everyone.
That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Char Char. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing. From foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters, we'll share our love for gardening thanks to these fine sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway, in Lilydale. With summer in full swing, take advantage of this weather and get your projects done. Whether you're tackling a large project or a small one, Crown Rental has the equipment to get it done. From start to finish, our experienced staff will be there with knowledge and suggestions. Come see us today in Burnsville, Rosemont, or Apple Valley to plan out your next job. Check us out online at crownrent.com. Stop for steel equipment and accessories.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.
Sudden rain, I find my way in nature's chain. I tune my body and my brain
to the music of the land.
Pulling weeds and picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. I feel the need to grow my own,
'cause the time is close at hand.
Time is close at hand. Rain for rain, sudden rain, I find my way in nature's chain. I tune my body and my brain
to the music of the